Welcome to episode 5 of the podcast. On our fertility journey, I felt so much like a victim. I was so angry with God, life, universe, that it wasn't fair that we couldn't have our own children. That victim state is not a nice place to be. It's a disempowering place to be. And the truth is, you're not a victim, although you may feel like one. So let's explore how you can let go of that victimhood and step in to your empowered creator, to create more of the things you want in your life, including the baby. Hi. Today I want to talk about victim versus creator. Now, I shared this kind of concept in my book and I've shared it in emails before. I want to look at it from a slightly different perspective today. That often on this fertility journey, we can feel like a victim. I very much feel like a victim in life. I was angry with life, God, the universe. I felt it wasn't fair. I wasn't aware actually. I feel like a victim in other areas of my life as well. It's a bit of a habit I had to feel like a victim. Woe is me. Life isn't fair. Life is hard. And any point in time, we're either showing up as a victim or a creator. Now, I believe 100% of our human experience is created by thought. We're living in our perception of reality. We're not experiencing what is happening in our circumstances. We're experiencing our thinking, our thoughts, our perception of the circumstances, and everyone can have a different perception of a circumstance, thus has a different experience of it. But I met someone recently saying they believe that we create our more than our experience, we create our circumstances. And it's an interesting kind of model or perception to play with, and I've been playing with it, and I'll give an example. I bought her a little gift for my wife when I was out and about. It wasn't something big or expensive, and she's not really a gifts person, I know that, but I thought she might like this. So I bought it, and when I came home, I gave it to her, and she was busy, she was cooking tea, and I gave her this gift, and she seemed to really quite like it and said thank you, seemed to be quite appreciative of it. But I left that exchange feeling frustrated and annoyed, and I judged that she didn't show the level of appreciation I wanted or hoped or expected. My primary love language is touch. She didn't going to give me a hug or a kiss. And so I left that exchange being really disgruntled. And this idea that we create 100% of our circumstances, not just our experience of it, came to mind. I think, okay, that's the case. How have I created that? How did I create that exchange, that her way of what I judged lack of appreciation? And when I thought about it and reflected on it, something came to mind. It was interesting. I think it had been back in my mind already, but this realization that when I give a gift like that, I withhold myself. I expect the gift to do the communication. For example, it's like I feel like a 16-year-old boy wanting or giving a bunch of flowers to a girl he likes, and I'm really scared of how they're going to respond. And I throw the flowers and run away. And it's almost that's what I'm doing psychologically when I give my wife a gift. I'm not making myself fully available. I'm not expressing my soul, my heart, my feelings of why I want to give it to her, what I want it to represent. I'm expecting the gift to do the talking. So I had that kind of realization or that thought, and I went back to my wife and I explained the whole situation, how I went away from disgruntled, and this is why, and this is what I think is going on. And straight away she said, boom, there, that's it. I'm not feeling you in it. It's probably why I chose to give it to when she's really busy and didn't make sure she got full attention, and I'm not really sharing myself. So that's one way I realized how I was creating that experience. Yes, her thinking, her thoughts, beliefs, values was contributing to it, but it helped me realize my participation on it, helped me take 100% responsibility for my part in it. Where otherwise my victim mentality would assume it's 100% her, then feel like a victim. I once had a client who was in a relationship, and her partner was an alcoholic. He wasn't violent, but he was very angry, and a lot of their exchanges were very angry. I'm not condoning his behavior, and he takes responsibility for his behavior, but she felt like a victim. And I remember challenging her on it, even before I was aware of this kind of try this on for size. But I just, sometimes I do ask clients, and if there was one way you're creating this, or how you showing up that maybe is contributing to it, helped her realize actually she's expecting a fight. She's going in, the heckles up, expecting a fight, and it's going to be a fight. And she realized that wasn't helping. And she let go of that and went more into an exchange with a neutral kind of mindset, letting go of expectations of where it's going to go. And generally the exchanges are far better than they've been in the past. So we're either victim or creator. And often this journey we feel alone, and I can put the strain on the best of relationships. So think of a situation in your life where you feel like a victim. Maybe you feel misunderstood by your partner. Maybe you feel frustrated they don't communicate or in the way you want, or show understanding. Maybe they're distant. Maybe they, I know a lot of men, when they deal with stress, just absent themselves. And that's not what a woman wants. Think about a situation in your life, maybe an exchange. Maybe try and emphasize, in what way are you creating it? In what way are you creating it? And for me, not only does it help me identify where I'm not taking responsibility, but also it's quite empowering to realize I can make a difference in exchanges where in the past I felt like 100% a victim. I was blaming the situation or the other person, but I've realized now I'm a creator. I can create circumstances. And it feels really empowering where in the past I just felt like a victim and felt disempowered. Very much my fertility journey felt disempowered. So we can't control the end result, whether it happens or not. But the more I get into this journey, the more I unpack our journey, the more I learn, I realize actually we have more control when we think about how we show up. On my video before about being who you need to be in order to get pregnant. And that impacts our psychology and our physiology and our biology so profoundly. So I just want to leave that with you. The idea that we are creating. How are you creating a situation? I hope that kind of blesses you in some way and triggers something useful in you. If it does, maybe put in the comments below and share your experiences. And I look forward to connecting soon. Take care.